With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.
If my talent falls into any category, it's in hearing and reproducing the sounds of the times.
That's Gail Parent, truly a writer of the 80s. Gail Parent is the creator of Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, scriptwriter for Carol Burnett, author of 5 novels, including Sheila Levine is Dead and Living in New York, and her latest, A Sign of the 80s.
If I'm going to write about sex, which I do, am I going to deal with it? Am I going to ever mention it? Is it going to be a book that you can pinpoint, hopefully, to 1987?
In A Sign of the 80s, Gail Parent writes of a woman named Shelley who is trying to land a husband in one Mickey Burke, a TV writer. But Mickey is obsessed with a now-grown but innocent love child of the 60s named Astra Rainbow. One of Shelley's arguments in proposing marriage is the AIDS crisis, and Parent believes that more people are getting married as a result.
Before I write certain things in the book, I'll talk to my single friends and I'll say, well, how do you deal with AIDS, really, if you're dating and whatever? If enough people say the same thing, I start to hear it as a truth.
Gail Parent has scripted a movie that will be out in the fall, which has a long sex scene.
We shot for almost 2 weeks in bed, so that's how long the sex scene is.
How do the actors like that?
Well, it's very funny.
It's very embarrassing.
It was embarrassing because it was. I was the most giggly, to tell you the truth. Everybody else was very mature. You know, okay, we're about to get into bed today and we're going to do the sex scene. And I was going, oh no, I can't believe we're really doing it.
Gail Parent, her funny novel, A Sign of the 80s, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist and screen and TV writer Gail Parent created Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, wrote for The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and co-authored the Barbara Streisand, Ryan O'Neill movie, The Main Event. She has also written 5 novels.
I try to stay current, and I try to really write about the things that are happening today between relationships and people.
Parent's latest book is A Sign of the 80s. It's a funny story of a woman's quest to land a husband in the AIDS generation. Gail Parent shows in her novel that finding a mate isn't all that easy.
There is a chapter in it with 2 women deciding to meet men on a Sunday where they rent a little red Mercedes and they pretend to sell it in order to meet men. If a woman calls up, they say, I'm sorry, it's sold. If a man calls up, they remind him that it's a 2-seater and that it's not good for a family.
So much work.
No, it is a lot of work. But it's not any harder than putting an ad in New York Magazine, actually thinking the ad, writing the check out, getting the stamp and the envelope.
I wonder if those ads work.
Yes. I know somebody who's tried it and got like 195 letters back. I don't know how you sort through 195 letters.
You probably have to enter them on a computer.
First of all, you eliminate the prisoners.
Then you throw out the ones that have been returned to you and writing is in crayon.
Yeah, right.
Or Crayola, as we used to call it.
Or any of the letters that are backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But out of the 195 letters, there were some great ones.
Gail Parent is married to a dentist she met in group therapy, which she says is a great place for women to meet men. Putnam published Gail Parent's witty novel, A Sign of the 80s. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.